hell?
I'm gonna be a sellout piece of shit for about 2 seconds, just bear with me, and the podcast will start and the funnies will roll into your ears. And you'll experience pure nirvana. Anyways, if you'd like to, the Schmucks Episode 3 print is gonna be up for only 1 week at shrunkrobot.com/psychicpebbles. After that, it goes into the void. And if you don't want to buy it, that's totally okay. Just to let you know. Overall, just gosh bless. Enjoy the podcast. Have a great day. That was for both of your cheeks. Hope you smiled.
Since the dawn of mankind, humans have gazed at the stars and asked themselves questions as the stars gazed back. Why are we here? Are we alone? How will it all end? However, out of all the questions man has asked over the millennia, there remains one that trumps all others. What if a nasally online web animator started a podcast where he shot the shit with a guest for an hour or two while you sat there with your gut hanging out? While most of man's questions remain unanswered, I do have an answer for that last one. Right now.
On Schmucks.
Okay, I guess I should be the one who introduces this podcast because it's kind of my thing.
It's yours,
hi,
yeah.
Hi, guys. Yeah, it's mine. That voice you just heard was that of Lyle. The other voice that you haven't heard yet is Chris. Chris, please speak up to the whole class. I want you to say hi.
Oh, hello. Hi.
He's the silly one of the class.
I'm a small little girl.
He's a small little girl, which we told him not to say that. He said the only stipulation that I can come on is if you only refer to me as a small girl the whole podcast. It was strange, but I complied.
He does that at
the beginning of every social interaction. Also.
It's very strange. He says, "Hi, I'm a little girl." We say, "You're not fooling anybody."
It's a very spiritual stipulation in my family. He says tradition for generations.
You want eye contact or do you not want eye contact?
I can look at the ground the whole time if you want. If you want me to look at the floor.
I feel comfortable making eye contact if I know I'm going to be protected, if I know that your paternal instincts are going to protect me, so you got to call me a little girl.
I can count the specks of dust on the floor instead of looking at you in the eyes if you don't like to be intimidated. So anyways, for real, welcome to Schmucks. This one's going to be pretty informal, it's going to be fun. You're all going to smile. I can see, the guy right now who's sitting on his couch with his little fan going, you fat bastard, you're smiling, I can tell. I can see it on your face. The listener, I can feel it on you. You're already having a good time. You can feel the energy, the raw energy. So to introduce you guys, Lyle, why don't you go first? Just explain, give your elevator pitch.
I've been 3 years sober ever since I backed my truck over that little girl. Well, she wasn't a little girl. She insisted we called her a little girl. I nursed her back to health, and now I'm a father of her children as well as child.
I think in your journey, it's very important to, what's happened to you and with this little girl, I think it's very important that you emphasize that you did nurse her back to health via breastfeeding or via breastfeeding.
Right, yeah, it was...
Of your own breasts.
Like opossums will do this. Even if there's no female in their tribe, opossums are naturally a tribal animal. The males will start breastfeeding. And it's not necessarily, nothing comes out, but it's like a placebo effect where... It just has that effect for everybody, so...
All right, explain who you really are, Lyle.
I'm Lyle. I go by Lyle McDouchebag. I make cartoons and stupid shit and comedy videos and, shit like that.
And if people want to find you, where can they find you? Go ahead.
I'm Lyle McDouchebag on everything.
There you go.
About everything.
Boom. Hey, Chris, why don't you give... Hey, look, I'm President Obama right now.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, you do YouTube, huh? Go ahead, impress me.
Oh,
what do you do?
Oh, well, I talk about politics, and I do it in a...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like you failed a litmus test right there.
I failed a litmus test?
If you really knew about politics, you would have been like, hey, wait a minute. Obama's not the president.
Oh,
not
shit.
Not anymore.
Whoops. I'm a little behind.
You're a little behind. Hey, you've been asleep since summer 2015. Guess what happened?
What happened?
Jeb Bush is the president, even after he beat up that Black Lives Matter person on camera.
What?
Have you guys not seen that video called Jeb Bush Beats Up Black Lives Matter?
Are you serious? This is a thing that happened? Was this before? Wait. Was this before or after?
Everybody go to YouTube, scroll to YouTube, and type in Jeb Bush BLM.
All right, before we devolve into the, hey, have you seen this video?
Sorry,
we derailed you, Chris.
Yeah, go ahead, for real.
For real what? You want me to introduce myself? Hi, I'm Chris Reagan. Hi, how's it going? I'm Chris Reagan. I do political videos, and I don't have any qualifications.
There we go. That's beautiful. You make some funny stuff. I recommend if you like to smile, if you like drool to drip down from your bottom lip down to your chin, go watch. What's your URL? Which web space can we find you on? What's your MySpace, buddy?
It's Chris Reagan and everything. Chris Argon on Twitter.
There you go. And all their links will be in the description if you want to go send them acid bombs. You can do that.
Whatever happened to Anthrax? I haven't heard about it in a while.
It really went out of style, you know? We should bring it back.
I remember when it was like the thing to mail someone.
Wasn't it a powder, though? I feel like powder's kind of not as effective as other things.
As a solid spike that would shoot through someone's forehead if they opened it.
So you're saying like if somebody gave you a bag of powder at a convention, you wouldn't snort it?
Absolutely.
See, what I like about an acid bomb is it's not just, you know, a bomb is going to kill someone. You can shoot somebody in the back of the head. You can do a lot of things. But an acid bomb is specifically designed just to deform somebody, but to make sure that they live. It's a very interesting little contraption, an acid bomb, if you think about it.
It's a very psychological weapon.
It's like science creating magic, you know? It's like the witch's curse where she makes you ugly. Except there's no true love's kiss to reverse it. You're just fucking ugly forever.
You just have to have 40 surgeries to have a dead man's face on your face and your body rejects it.
Yeah, dude, and that's what true love is. That's what actual real true love
Can
is.
Can your body reject a face?
Mine does it right now to my real face. So yes. It's possible, Chris.
Slowly crawling further and further from your skull.
Every female body I've seen rejects my face pretty easily. So yes, bodies can reject the face.
How does the face go about being rejected? Does it crawl outward or does it seep inward?
No. It crawls off and slithers into the fucking pipes. Yeah, just goes into the drains. It suffocates a rat.
And then the rat has the face.
The rat has human speech
because it has your face and you can hear it in the walls.
Oh my god!
I would kill myself if I encountered that anywhere.
It's like that fucking understand? Haunted mask, goosebump shit.
There was an episode where a rat wore a man's face, a burn victim's face.
Well, pretty much that was the haunted mask. It was like everybody they had these masks, right?
And then you're thinking of the mask. No, Jim Carrey.
No, this is Goosebumps.
Dog put on the mask.
Goosebumps.
They made a sequel to The Mask, and the joke was that it's dogs and babies.
Oh god!
Did you ever see the knockoff Goose Pimples?
What?
You guys never saw this? It's like a Mexican series. It's called Goose Pimples. There's one where a guy is eating a slice of bread, and there's a piece of mold on it. And he only realizes after he bit into it. It's a fucking terrifying book series. Everyone go check out Goose Pimples.
You're such a piece of shit.
Yeah, wasn't there like an author that was like, I'm gonna be a parody of R.L. Stein, who's already like kind of sort of a parody, sort of? Like they were
I was
like
just joking. Is it a real
Yeah,
parody
yeah.
Series?
I could have sworn there was like an author that was like, oh man, what the fuck did he call it? It was something like R.L. Stinky or something like that.
Oh
it was really
God.
Fucking. And he would just, like, write Goosebumps books, except they were always about, like, diapers or just some shit like that.
That's creepy. That's creepy an adult man is doing that kind of shit. That's strange.
He made money, I guess.
But how would you feel as R.L. Stein to have somebody, just their entire life is dedicated to being a parody of you?
It's not a tasteful parody. It's like, this guy smells like shit and he shits in diapers. It's not even that's almost like a hatred. That's almost like vitriol. It's... If somebody made an account called Lyle McDiaper, Lyle McDiaper, he just made video, just edited diapers on your videos, you'd be like, what the fuck is this guy's problem?
Well, he didn't rewrite his books. He just like wrote Goosebumps, but it was always about like a child's idea of like a parody. Like I think he actually had one about like stinky cheese or some shit like that.
Oh, fuck off. See, I should have written Goose Pimples.
You could have.
Guys, I'm gonna drop animation. I'm gonna drop this podcast. I'm gonna drop everything and make Goose Pimples the series.
I don't think it would
guys,
be all
I think brainstorm, brainstorm, brainstorm with me. Brainstorm. Okay. What's the first book about?
About stinky pimples or whatever. Pimply bread.
What did you say?
Sorry, yeah, I yield all of that because I was trying to find this author and there's not a fucking trace of him. He's a ghost.
I think the real horror story is
I swear it's real.
This right here is a Goosebumps book. See, it's all very meta.
There's a Goosebumps book where a guy parodies Goosebumps books, and only one person reads them, and then brings it up on a podcast, and then it's not real, and then he makes himself look a fool. Is that
the last line of the book is ah? That's the last thing he says in the book. Ah,
that's fantastic.
I think the last thing he says in the book is I don't know. Maybe that didn't happen. Maybe I just. Thought that happened.
What's the worst way you could end the book? Like, what's the worst last line you could have in a good book?
in a good book?
Todd, do the whole book. What's the worst right thing you could write?
Oh, man.
I think would be pretty bad.
The end? The whole book?
The end.
The whole book is just, ah! And it just extends all the way through. Okay, I fucking found it. It's, Are You Slime?
Oh,
and he made a book series called Goof Lumps.
Oh no!
This man has died. This man no longer walks amongst the living. That's the scariest part about all this.
Well, he's a dead man. He's a dead guy. Are You Slime?
He's gonna be. He's gonna be when the real R.L. Stein finds out.
He died. He's a dead man.
He had a hunting accident. I'm not joking. Yeah. I heard about this when I was in school. He had a hunting accident.
I was so happy before knowing this.
That's like how you always say that when you talk to me, Chris.
I know, because it's always. Listen, every time I say it's you, you and Zach, both you.
Everything with you is this is upsetting, or I wish I never knew that.
No. Listen to me, okay. The second I started talking to Zach, the only thing that was in my mind was just gifts of people dying on fucking R Watch people die, because that's all he talks about.
I have to say something here. You use the same exact metric system of RL Bumps. What the fuck is it called?
Are You Slime?
I literally.
Are You Slime? You react the same way to Are You Slime as Chinese man gets rattled around inside of a fucking train tracks. See, your currency is worthless now, Chris. You can't blow your load on fucking on Goose Pimples.
I'm just.
It's all worthless now. Hey, my friend, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't teach it to drink. I led you to the water, and you fucking drank up the whole lake, Chris. When I showed you one, it's like those crack dealers. They give you a bite of crack, and then you go crazy afterwards.
Yeah,
that's what you did.
You always want to eat more crack.
You just want to devour more crack. I give Chris
him a bite, and he's like, "That's delicious."
I give Chris
crack.
One bite of crack, and he goes on watch people die for hours, looking at. If human beings at the life expiring in their eyes.
Listen, well, listen.
He only watches the ones with eye contact because he likes to see that that little sparkle dim.
No. I avoid the ISIS beheadings. It's a bit too.
I showed him a video. I was actually showing him. He came over to my house a little while ago, and I showed him Spy Kids. And he said, "What part of this movie?" Does the little girl, what point does the life leave her eyes? Because I want to get hard. And I said, Chris, I said, you're a sick individual. You're a sick or weird guy, as Trump would say. Sick or weird, one of the two.
Sick
and he started
or
jumping
weird?
Up and down. You've never heard him say that?
Nah, I never heard him say
he tweeted,
sick or weird.
He said, let me find the tweet.
Sick or weird.
Just later.
While you're finding that tweet, do you want to hear a really uninteresting story pertaining to Spy Kids, which is true?
What, that Jeff Goldblum, the quote about God, the really profound quote about God?
No, it's even less... Jeff Goldblum will never meet God, by the way. But no, it's even less interesting than that. I went to Driver's Ed with the ginger kid from Spy Kids, and nobody knew he was the ginger kid from Spy Kids until like the third class, and then everyone was like, "Whoa, you're the ginger kid from Spy Kids," and he got like a ton of attention for like 10 minutes.
There was a ginger kid in Spy Kids?
What? He was like the main kid in Spy Kids.
Like the main kid wasn't a ginger kid. He was like a frothy little brown-haired little Jewish boy.
Well, whatever.
He had God's curly little locks.
Yeah.
Also, this was
anyway,
this
yeah,
was
I, that's
the
a true
curly
story.
Locks of
that's
God.
That's a true story, and not one aspect of it is interesting, but I wanted you all to suffer through it.
I got it wrong. He said bad or sick guy. I love that. Bad or
bad
sick
or
in parentheses.
Sick. In parentheses? He said in parentheses.
Anyways.
He was definitely a ginger kid. You guys are off your fucking rocker.
Is he a ginger kid?
You guys can't even identify the devil's locks when you see him.
Lyle, Chris, how much money would I have to pay you? How much currency?
Right.
How much Zimbabwe dollars would I have to pay you?
Yeah.
And I have to pay you in that. It's just the legal.
Now you're bringing an exchange rate question into this. But go on.
I'm the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. How many Zimbabweans, which is what they're called, by the
Zimbabwe
way?
Zimbabwe bucks.
Zimbabwe fun bucks. By the way, really quick fact before I go on. Did you know you can actually use Zimbabwe fun bucks at the Chuck E. Cheese? They take them. It's really fucking strange. Anyways, how many Zimbabwe fun bucks or Chuck E. Cheese tokens, either or, would it take for you to fuck a thumb person from Spy Kids? And I mean really have sex.
A thumb person. Oh, those thumb things. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
Now, are we assuming this thing has a hole in it somewhere, or is it...
It has a hyper-realistic ass and asshole.
But that's it?
It has no other appendages.
Are you saying, what, if you ask me, like, give me an offer to put on the table, or like, what's the absolute lowest I'd do it for?
Yeah, what's the lowest you would do that for?
What's the lowest? Will people know about it or no?
Unless you want to tell them. I mean, it's some guy brings you into a private room. He's got one of those love beds, those rotating love beds in Vegas. Gives you one of those. Not in Vegas, but you know what I mean? Those hotel rooms with the big love bed.
Right. Is it weird that I'd almost rather fuck it in like a truck stop bathroom?
Why? Because it's a thumb person, so you don't want to feel.
Yeah.
So you don't want to.
Like, when you're giving it a romantic evening, that is weird. I mean, if you're going to fuck a thumb person.
Okay, the stipulation is that you have to take it on dinner, and it has to get dressed up and go to the movies with you in public. So people see you with it in public, but they don't see you. They don't know you fucked it.
I mean, I think if you saw it in, like, an evening gown, you would assume the person was fucking it.
You assume something's going down.
Oh, God.
So how much would it take?
Oh, man.
And Chris, you have to kiss it on the cheek. You have to say,
what?
I love you.
What?
Only Chris has to kiss it? I don't have to kiss it? Only Chris does?
Wait,
okay.
Why? No. You can't have different fucking rules. That's not fair at all.
Chris, at the movie theater, during the quietest part of the film, you have to kiss it on the cheek and say, love you.
But everybody looks around.
Everyone's going to...
I have to kiss
you. You have to find the cheeks.
Drop the cheeks of
its hyper-realistic ass.
You're going to have to drop a nice sloppy wet kiss on its cuticles. This is fucking disgusting.
You have to kiss it, and then when you do that, it bends its top thumb head a little bit in just being so ecstatic and in love. But everyone turns around. But Lyle, the only thing you have to do is at a restaurant, you have to say you have something in your teeth, and you have to pull some lettuce out of its teeth and eat it yourself.
So at least that's nutritious. Kissing it
is at least you're getting part of the meal.
Yeah.
So, how much would it take for both of you to do this? Minimum dollars. And don't say you wouldn't do it because you would.
Yeah, no, I think we all would do that for a certain amount of money. I'm just trying to triangulate a price. Let's see.
You're really trying
and
to
I'm trying to I'm looking up the rate of conversion for
Zimbabwe bucks.
You want to be ahead of the game here.
Zimbabaloo bucks.
It's just a thumb on every single limb is a fucking oh man.
You have to fuck it, Chris.
I don't like the idea. I don't like the idea that its entire body will feel like the skull of a baby boy. I don't like the idea of the smooth.
That is you projecting what makes your dick twitch. I never said it had the texture or the.
Well, it's a smooth thumb human. What do you expect it to
what
feel
would you
like?
Do just, if you were fucking it and you felt skin. Something?
Yeah, I guess it's very gooey. There's no real hard bone to it,
What
guess,
would you do if you were fucking it and you felt something contract around your dick and then you pulled out and there was, like, a human brain cauterizing itself to your shaft?
Dude, that's actually giving me a little bit of anxiety for real, just imagining that. This is already a stressful situation. I think at that point I would just kill it. I think I would just freak out and kill
it. What's the conversion rate on these monies?
Okay, so apparently... Do you want the real answer, or are we sticking with Zimbabwex? Because,
Zimbabwe dollars.
Apparently Zimbabwe uses the euro, so...
Oh, boo, that's no fun.
Yeah, no, but cut that part out. We'll just... We're gonna omit that information.
We're gonna leave it in, but we're gonna admit that Zimbabwe has no real currency and move on.
Okay.
So how much U.S. dollars would you fuck a thumb person from Spy Kids for? All the circumstances I said, considered.
Wait, there... You specified Spy Kids 4. I haven't seen 4. How do they evolve?
No, Spy Kids.
Oh, 4. you said. All right, I gotcha. You mixed me up with your language, your horrific language. Never heard
so,
this.
So, how much would what's your price?
Is this like an immediate payout, or is it one of those like kind of like Publishers Clearinghouse things where they give it to you like
it's not like the lottery. It's not like they give you $20,000 a month. You can it's not taxable either. You get the whole thing.
Okay.
All right. How much does dinner cost?
Dinner's like you go to Cheesecake Factory. So it's like $60 probably.
$60. All right. I'd do it for like. $110.
You would fuck a thumb person for $110?
Well, I mean, yeah, with dinner.
You can't take that back.
Let's go 115 because I want to get $50 off of it, but I want a tip, so you know.
So you're saying that you're gonna pay out of your $100 and give $60 to the dinner and only walk away with $50.
Yeah, $50 is a.
What about the? You got to drive it home. The price of gas.
I mean, Cheesecake Factory is close enough.
No, you got to drive a little bit, man. This thumb person.
You're
really
not.
Wants,
you didn't specify that. You didn't go. Yeah, you got to take it to the Cheesecake Factory all the way across town. Because now you're introducing another deep lore aspect where the thumb person is like fussy about which specific Cheesecake Factory you go to. Like, if the thumb person's gonna be picky, then yeah, the price goes up a little bit. I was under the impression that the thumb person was just fucking happy to be there. So
no. The person's very fussy, and it has a Cheesecake Factory by its house, but it doesn't like the service there.
Okay,
that's all it'll say.
Yeah,
it just says, quote unquote, I don't like the service there. You say, what does that mean? I just don't like the service there. So you have to drive all the way across town.
This would ratchet up the price a little bit because
to the nice one.
Like if I don't give this thumb person the night of its life, they're gonna rate my escort service poorly on Yelp and leave like a scathing review. So yeah, that probably.
No matter what happens, you get to fuck it. This thing just wants a dick, but it also wants to be treated like a lady.
Oh god.
Okay, yeah, that makes this a much more premium thing. I thought this was like.
No, it's not a quick job. No, this is like highbrow stuff.
Yeah, I thought this was like fucking the nice ugly girl. So you've now made this like less something that I'd do for cheap, you know? Now it's all business. So
we talking $200?
No, nah. Dude, now I'm like a high class escort. Those go for like what? Like $4,000, $5,000 a night?
Whoa, what the hell is with the leap?
That's a huge leap, dude.
That's the difference between a hooker and a high class lady.
That's not the difference between a Cheesecake Factory that's slightly closer and a Cheesecake Factory that's across town.
Yeah, that's like you gotta shave
you're not gonna shave.
It's like you gotta dress up for the fucking thing. No, you're introducing a personality factor to the thumb that changes everything.
The Olive Garden by its house treated this thumb person with racist remarks. They don't go there. called him a fucking thumb.
See, now you're giving it a storied past. Now this is getting too complicated. Now I don't want to deal with this. No. Now this is like a lot more trouble than it's worth.
Are you worried this thing is gonna call you back?
Yeah, I'm backing out of this thumb person deal, man. I went from being all down for it to being I do it for some money, and now I'm just now you've complicated this to the point where I think it would
Chris,
get me in trouble.
What would you do it for? What would you do it for?
I'd probably do it for like $3,000, I think.
Just are you gonna buy dinner too and take it home?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm a little worried at what I might find out about myself though. During the intercourse.
You're afraid you might like it?
Yeah, I'm afraid, like, oh, you run your finger through its nail. I don't know, did you like, oh, dude, man, what a satisfying sensation this is.
What if it's the hottest sex of all time and you feel ridden with guilt, yeah. You take a hot shower, and you still feel terrible? That'd be a nightmare, yeah. Dude. Statistically.
Do you think there's BDSM stuff involving hangnails?
Not even that. I was going to say there's got to be at least one person on Earth who walked home from Spy Kids and jerked off.
Oh, yeah.
from the thumb. There's got to be at least one fetish.
They specifically walked. They didn't drive.
They had to walk through a couple of alleyways and they jerked off. It was like an adult. A dad saw it with his kid, yeah. And the dad was like, I don't want to see Spy Kids. It looks lame. And he saw the thumb part and his eyes widened in the theater.
He's like really curious. He drove to the theater, but he walked home.
He walked home just
without his kids. Just
without his kids.
Left him in the hot car.
Hey, is it abnormal for adults to ride tricycles?
Yes.
Is that an irregularity?
It's objectively an irregularity.
Yeah, I would say so. Like, do they have both legs?
Wait a moment. Why the fuck would they not? What was the leap of logic there?
Balance.
Wait, how many times have you seen a person on a tricycle with less than two legs?
I don't know, the same number of times I've seen an adult on a tricycle, which is zero.
I think I get it. So you're saying if they have one leg but they want to ride a bike, they would have to have a tricycle for balance.
Yeah, it's just some reason why they would need the extra stability.
Don't fucking ride a bicycle then. Ride a Jeep.
What if it's a Jeep? What if it's their passion? What if they like really loved riding tricycles and then they lost one of their legs?
It can't be that much of their passion if they're willing to fucking lose a leg over it.
If you're an adult, what if they riding lost a fucking tricycle, it's probably a passion of yours. Nobody does that half-heartedly. No adult rides a tricycle without being fully aware that this is the main thing that they're doing.
Describe the person that was riding the tricycle, Zach. Give us a mental picture.
Number one, the first word I would use to describe this person, a gentleman. I don't mean he was dressed nicely, like he had a certain cologne. I just mean he looked like the kind of guy who would smile if you said hello to him. Just a gentleman.
He's a literal gentleman.
He's a gentleman. He's a gentle soul. If you ran up to this guy and started shaking him, he probably wouldn't put up much of a fight. If you took his life out of a pure fit of rage, if you ripped him off his tricycle, if you ripped his essence and his soul out of his body, just from the rage of an adult riding a tricycle, he wouldn't fight back.
Would he forgive you?
Describe this man. Yes, I think he would. If he survived, he'd forgive you. Word number two to describe this man. Not white. I couldn't place his ethnicity because I was so startled. I was taken off guard by the spectacle of an adult man on a tricycle. But I could not make it as ethnicity besides not white. It wasn't an Afro-American. I believed he was South American or Middle Eastern. Now, there's a huge discrepancy between those two, but he was somewhere in that brown region.
Okay. So it's a brown gentle soul on a tricycle.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with that. No. But I was asking if that was irregular.
Yeah,
because I felt bad for being so startled by this man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking about how tender he was.
He was a tender soul. That's the first thing that struck me.
Yeah,
he turned around. He said, "I'm on a tricycle," and I thought, "My God, what a nice guy." He's only up to it.
If a brown, gentle soul was riding a tricycle outside your window and yelled at you, I'm riding a tricycle. You would think, oh, what a nice man. You wouldn't think I should lock my door and close my blinds and hide.
No, he's owned up to his mistakes.
You don't think you would lock your door and hide underneath your fucking disgusting yellow sweat stained pillow?
Listen, I live in California now with the rest of you fucking assholes, and it's hot here, and I sweat through the fucking sheet, and the result is a yellow
pillow.
Your
white pillow shouldn't look like a Simpson. It's disgusting. You sweat too much, dude.
Tell the backstory here, Chris, for those whose mouths are open in shock right now.
I don't even remember. I went to your house because we were going to go get drinks. I walk in, there's no, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing my laundry, everything's a mess. And then I look on your bed, there's this white mattress, and there's this pillow that looks like it's been pissed on. And I say, Zach, what's with this? Oh, I sweat a lot.
It's true. Oh, the first thing I said was, it's not pissed, because Chris walked into my apartment. And before he even closed the door, I saw he froze. I've never seen this man freeze before. He froze. His eyes were staring. He was staring. He was locked under this. And I said, he didn't even close the door behind you. That's how shocked he was. I swear to God. The door was letting in air from the outside world, and he was shocked. And I said, it's not urine, Chris. His mouth was dropped. But in my defense.
You're right.
I sweat a lot.
I'm just saying, dude. The fact that the first thing you said to me was, it's not urine, should give you an idea of how fucked this pillow was.
Yeah, I'm starting to raise that question. I'm gonna go on record and say I don't believe you, but I'm not gonna argue it.
Was that the same night that Chris, when you were tackled by a drunk man into the bushes? Was that night?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and tell that story for the whole class?
Well, we were out, we went to Manhattan Beach with John. Right, and a couple other people. We were having a good time drinking. It was like 3 a.m. We were walking out. We were like, oh, man, we should probably get home. We were walking down trying to find a place to get some Ubers. And I hear, here's what happened, right? I'm having a good time with my friends here. And then I hear...
He's got a big old... He's glowing.
Yeah, man, I'm glowing. I have a big old grin on my face. My cheeks are... the skin, my lips are actually separating. I'm bleeding a little bit because I'm smiling so much.
Yeah.
And then I hear a rapid succession of small thuds. Like, just, like, the sound of small little feet, like, hitting pavement. And it's getting faster and louder. I'm like, huh, what's that? And then I feel my spine shatter in a few different places, and I'm in the bushes, and it's a drunk man that was, like, harassing us in the bar earlier, I think? I honestly don't remember what happened before that.
He saw your big, irritating smile and was just, like,
he tackled me into the fucking bushes.
He tackled him from behind. My experience was I was kind of in front of but slightly to the right of Chris, but I was looking to the left of myself, so I couldn't see this man, but from the corner of my eye, all I saw was Chris's face go dead. It's that look when somebody gets shot in the spine for a second, their face dies immediately. His face dropped like a corpse, and he got... This guy was like 6'3" also. He was a huge, like, built... He's like, yeah, I'm from Boston. And he tackles Chris into the bushes and just laughing. He also stole our fucking Uber. Like, as in, he didn't, like, get into it and leave, but he got into it was like he was telling the Uber driver where to go to take him home to his son.
Yeah, he got in with us.
So did whoever ordered the Uber end up paying for it? Doesn't it charge you, like, from your app?
Yeah, that was me. He just stole my fucking ride.
So he tackled you into a bush and stole your Uber? Oh, man, dude. Me and Zach need to fucking teach you how to alpha brain. Jesus, man.
I think I recorded some of it on my phone.
John recorded
some of the conversation.
I would love to see fucking Chris go limp. I've wanted to see that since I met him.
That I did not record that, but I recorded this guy talking to the Uber driver in the car a little bit. if I can find any good audio, I'll put it right here. If I can't, you didn't hear anything. I'm just gonna keep talking. That was a good night, though.
It was pretty fun.
It was very interesting.
Sounds like it had the perfect crescendo, too.
Yes.
Paid for this man's ride home, Chris.
I know. I didn't know what... Dude, he tackled me, and I was already pretty drunk. So I was like, oh, okay, this is gonna be an event to kind of pay attention to. He's gonna.
Did you realize what was happening for like the first second, or was it a blur to you?
When I got hit, when he tackled me.
Yeah, when he made contact with you and you got thrown into a bush.
I was laughing. I was still laughing. I was like, really yeah,
you
confused.
You were laughing hysterically. You were in hysterics.
Yeah,
even.
It didn't hurt at all. Somehow, I don't understand. Like this man who's like a really compact sedan, hit me in the fucking back into a bush. At night.
This guy was built in a very compact way.
Yeah, he's very... What the fuck? I don't even remember. I genuinely can't remember a lot of that. Like, what happened. All I remember was I got hit and I laughed, and then he stole my car.
And he harassed the Uber driver a little bit.
Yeah, he was...
Sure you weren't concussed, Chris?
I'm pretty sure I wasn't concussed.
The whole memory just faded away, and I don't really...
No, I've had a few concussions in my day, and that was not a concussion.
I heard my relative say, Chris, wake up! And that's the last thing I heard before I'm here now, and everything still feels fuzzy.
I woke up in a coffin, 6 feet on the ground. Couldn't move my limbs. And I screamed.
Dude, is it amazing that there's a time where that would just happen, where you fucking bury somebody alive by accident?
I used to have fucking nightmares about that shit, like getting like buried alive.
Is you think that's the worst way to die? Just getting buried alive and starving to death in a fucking hole?
Because it's not you can't even really kill yourself. You can't even do anything to put yourself out of your misery because there's almost like no room to move.
Yeah, especially if you're like buried alive in like an uncomfortable position. Like imagine you're buried alive in a coffin where like you can't stretch out.
Yeah.
That would fucking suck.
In a fetal position or something?
Yeah.
Most coffins don't have good fucking space, man. Like that is the reality for most of them.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you don't have to really worry about the fucking thing being comfortable.
Yeah, it's a box.
Would you suffocate first or starve first? I guess suffocate
first. Probably
right?
Suffocate. Probably, you'd definitely suffocate.
Alright, I got
now, a... Do you think that's...
I got a hypothetical for you.
Yeah, go for it.
What would you do if you invented a time machine? You were like, you know what? I'm tired of this whole slavery business.
Mm-hmm.
You go back in time. And you go, I'm here to stop slavery. And they go, what's slavery? And you go, you know, it's like where you own a human being, and they go, oh, that's a good idea. You invented slavery!
Well, so how far back are you going? Are you going back to, like, fucking 1508? How far back are you going here?
It's a little suspicious that you know the exact year slavery started, Zach.
That is very
odd. Okay.
I don't, but that sounds suspect for being a year white guys were fed up with black guys and decided to fucking make them do their work. Sounds like a reasonable year where that would happen.
I mean, dude, I think historically, like, the whites didn't invent slavery. I think it was already, like, in place in African societies.
Yeah, I mean, the black Africans sold their own, like, they would go to competing tribes and other the guys they hated, and they'd capture them and sell them to old whitey. I mean, slavery is just a human thing.
Yeah, I mean, the
classic
Jews
humanity.
Jews had a pretty rough run, didn't they?
They had a couple hiccups.
I mean, if you take into our account that our money is just a fucking, like... IOU that has no real value outside of, like, what we give it societally. I mean, still, we have a system where we have, like, underlings working in mines for, like, incentives that are societal in nature.
This is the inevitable part of the podcast where Lyle talks about how there's no money behind our gold.
This is, yeah, you know, I think like, since episode zero, people were saying, when do people say, can you guys talk about the fact that there's no gold behind U.S. currency since the 1970s?
Look, just buy gold, put it in a vault under your bed, you'll be solid. That's all I'm going to say. I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again. Buy gold.
Well, if it was up to you, what would you make to back the U.S. dollar instead of gold?
Why can't I use gold?
Oh,
I already have a bunch of it in a vault under my bed, so why are you taking that from me?
How much gold do you have? Do you actually own gold?
Why would I tell you that, Chris? Why would I tell you that?
I was going to say, this is this cute little joke here, Lyle, this little joke. Some fucking psycho is going to hear this and find you and kill you, and they're going to find no gold in your in your home. You're going to be the victim of a robbery, murder, a homicide, and they're not going to find a fucking ounce of gold.
The best of me.
Exactly, because I know where it's buried. So you kill me, you lose the gold forever.
Have you ever thought about doing that? But if someone's about to kill you, you'd be like, you know what? I can tell you where $1 trillion of diamond is buried.
No one's gonna fucking.
If you don't kill me,
no, yeah, I have the GPS coordinates in my mind. Only I know. I've never written them down anywhere.
I don't.
You know something crazy?
I don't think I'd be convinced by somebody. That.
I would say I have a GPS tracker inside of me, and I have a camera built inside my eyeball, and it's recording everything you're doing right now. So even if you kill me, you're gonna be caught. Do you think that would convince anybody to not murder me?
No, if someone's trying to kill you, they want you dead. They're not going to give a shit if you got a camera in your eye. It's like,
yeah, but they're going to get caught now.
Do you think they can? I feel like most people, if they're going on a fucking hunting spree, like that dude who tried to kill David Spade, I think they kind of accept the fact that, you know, they're probably going to get caught.
A dude tried to kill David Spade?
Yeah, man broke into David Spade's house and tried to kill him, tried to beat him to death. Tried to beat to death famous and world-renowned comedian David Spade.
And killed with a shotgun afterwards.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Cause he was. What was the story? It's like he was his bodyguard or something, and they had like a spat. So he broke into his house one night and tried to kill him. This is a real.
I think a really
thing.
Huge factor. Yeah. I think a huge factor too is the fact that he's fucking David Spade. And some guy was like, "Wait a minute, David Spade's a real thing. I need this. I need to fix this." And he just.
You think he saw Joe Dirt and thought, "I have to stop this." And so
he was like, holy
so he
shit.
Got a job as his what was it, bodyguard and tried to do
well,
it.
Well, I mean,
the
that's the quandary I have is like that aspect doesn't exist because David Spade's not really doing anything, is he?
Oh, this was years ago. It wasn't recently.
Oh, this was in like the apex of David Spade's career.
This was the top of David Spade was on the top of David Spade Mountain. Yeah.
Oh God.
And some guy tried to take him out of his prime by sucking the life out of him. What a weird alternate reality that would be where David Spade gets fucking shot in cold blood.
You think?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I think it'd just be.
How much do you
think
it's
weirder that he wasn't. I think it's.
How much do you think would change?
It's strange that he survived. What would Adam Sandler be like if David Spade was murdered? You think it would affect Adam Sandler? Probably not, really.
You'd just have, like, one less person to embezzle money through.
I think Adam Sandler would say, ooh, Chris Farley is better. No, David Spade is better.
And Chris Farley also dead?
Yeah, he died with an egg in his mouth.
Shut the fuck up with this egg.
He did. It's true. He died with a fucking egg in his mouth.
So Zach has this photograph of a dead Chris Farley on his phone. He has it saved. It's his wallpaper. It's his background. Every time he opens his phone and unlocks it, it's Chris Farley with vomit in his mouth. And every time he says, oh, look, Chris Farley's got an egg.
It's a really horrible
picture. Chris Farley's got an egg in his mouth. Ha ha. It's not an egg, it's a pool of vomit that he choked to death on as he overdosed on a myriad of drugs.
What did he eat that morning, though, Chris?
Yeah. It's horrible. It's horrible. I confess the real dead photo, that terrifies me that I'm going to wind up like that on camera as a dead man.
You're probably not going to wind up like that on camera.
But there's a chance. The more people that know who you are, it increases the likelihood that if you die, somebody might take a picture of you and put it on fucking the internet.
So you think if you died in public, right? And it was in a place where nobody gave a shit about dead bodies, I guess. Because it would have to be in one of those places.
If I was like shot in the brain in fucking like New York City, there'd be videos of me everywhere.
Yeah, because there'd be some dude be like, oh shit, that's Psychic Pebbles.
I think people would just record a guy getting shot in the face and then the people would afterwards say, hey, isn't that guy?
Yeah, like, anytime somebody just kind of sort of looks like you in anything, people will be like, is that you?
Yeah.
Like, there's always people that ask if I was, like, an extra in something, or, like, if I'm, like, at a place that they are, or, like, I think some person, like, tweeted at me and said something like, it was like, I'm trying to remember what they said. It was like a really weird, specific scenario, but it was like a porn. But I'm trying to.
They thought you were in a porn.
They thought I was in a porn, but there was like a weird condition. It was like, were you in a porn in a, like in a cast on a wheelchair or something like that? Like it was like, it wasn't just were you in a porn. It was like, were you in a really specific kind of porn?
Huh. Well, I think he was hoping that would narrow it down for you, so he'd be like, "Oh yeah," but I guess if you were in a porn, you would just know that anyways. He wouldn't need to specify for you.
Do you think you would care if, let's say, you were like shot dead in the street, right? And like you
no,
shot dead.
No, I wouldn't no, care no, listen, at all. Wait, I'd welcome it.
If you were shot dead in the street and somebody found you and they were a really big fan of you, so they took you home and fucked you on a daily basis. Would you care? Because you're a lifeless husk ultimately, but would you like be looking down from on high thinking like, oh man, this could have gone better, you know?
What kind of person is this?
Is it a male or a female?
Yeah, that's...
I don't know, flip a coin. Could be
anybody. Alright, well that's gonna...
Could be anybody. Gonna... It could be one of those non-binary folks. Or it could be one of those intersex with those people who are like, my penis goes into my vagina sometimes. Could be one of those people.
What if it was Chris Chan?
If Chris Chan found your dead body and brought it home and fucked it like that Julie doll every day?
What would you do? Chris Reich, what'd you do?
Oh god.
I mean, what would you do? You're a dead man. A dead man. Fucking I guess you would just have to just do nothing because you're in a black void of emptiness for the rest of eternity.
You'd have to accept it.
I think best case scenario with that is it's kind of like one of those sort of like Zoe Berger type figures, where it's just
like a cam.
yeah, like a cam girl, and her whole entire gimmick is she just fucks the corpse.
I could see that being a thing.
Like if you can give like a tenacious enough girl with a big enough set of fake titties a career, just as the corpse, I think I'd be happy with that. Not even because I want my corpse to, like, get action, but, like, that would be the only way it's, like, a meaningful centerpiece in anything, you know?
Right.
What do you think the funniest way you could die would be? What's the ultimate punchline to your life?
In front of your family, and you just brains, like, splatter all over them.
Oh my god.
For no reason.
Like a Shamu show. Like all your friends and family are like gathered around. There's like a splash zone.
They're in the fucking
spoiler alert, they're all in the splash zone.
Wait, so this is like a completely unprovoked, no cause to the effect brain explosion? Like it just like it just happens?
Yeah. Yeah, like maybe you're kind of old, you're on your deathbed, like you have like a whole group of people that you've touched.
It's very peaceful up until your fucking brain explodes.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking like whole body. Like just full body, just like biggest mess you could possibly imagine.
Like a whale? Like a whale exploding?
Yeah, like I want like the outlines of all my friends and family to be like on the wall like fucking Pompeii, you know? So that room is like a memoriam.
Pompeii.
Now, does anybody get hurt in your situation? Does anybody get hit by a piece of brain matter in their eye and they go blind or something? Or is it
a skull fragment?
Or is it purely...
No, but I do want to make such a big mess that maybe it's, like, etched into people's memories so vividly that every time they close their eyes, they see it.
They see you going, oh!
Yeah.
And now, it's time for some questions. Hey Chris, give me the ring ding ding. Give me the question sound effect. Let the audience know there's questions.
Oh,
you all know that sound effect, that famous sound effect that's been since episode 1 up until now, episode 100. Now you're listening to, that's been the famous staple of this series for the last 8 years. The questions. These questions, of course, come from Patreon, and now we're gonna answer. Question number one. Hey Zach, this question is for both Lyle and Chris. What is the scariest experience you've ever had in life? Thank you for answering.
Oh man.
Scariest experience.
So I went to the Yonkers Raceway Fair when I was a young lad, and I was excited to get on some ride, so I ran ahead of my family. And then as I was passing, this isn't a joke by the way, it's gonna sound like a joke, but I'm dead serious. I walked past these two tents. It was like a fair, like kind of like a circus thing, and a small, what I perceived then to be a gnome, walked out from behind the alley and said, "How you doing?" And then walked away.
Yeah.
And I was scarred for life. I realized now that it was probably like a midget or like a little person, but at the time I had never seen one.
Wait a minute. How old were you?
I was like 8.
And it just,
for like
it,
seven.
Wait, seriously, this is your scariest you? Moment is you saw a midget?
It was like, it's the context. It was dark. I was alone. I was dark, and a midget walks out of the back alley, shrouded
in
darkness.
Doesn't matter where he's walking from. A midget walked is your scariest experience. A midget was bipedal
and
walked.
He was in costume! He looked fucking terrifying!
Who's he dressed up as?
I don't know, some fucking circus thing. What do they do at circuses? What do they dress up as at circuses? I don't know.
It was like a clown?
It was also probably like, yeah, it was probably like a midget
clown. Like a
clown.
Midget clown. You saw a midget clown at the circus.
Clowns freaked me out, dude. I think it's, to be honest, it's probably the mouse, stepping on the mouse. Or like watching that guy get shot. That was just,
you know.
Can we just stay off it for like.
You said the scariest.
No,
you can't pull that on me. You said, what a shitty story. This midget thing. It's all right, then I'll give you the real one. The guy getting shot under a bridge that I saw when I was like 10 years old. There you go. Death returns.
No, wait a minute.
Always does.
You were scared of that midget because he had a heartbeat, he had a pulse, and the eugenics inside of you, the desire to see this man collapse to the ground without a pulse.
I would
that's what compelled
maybe
you.
If this was like me we're talking about, but I don't think there's a eugenics bone in Chris's body, especially when it comes to height.
Yeah,
it is. It's called his penis bone that he kills women with when he has sex with them.
He does have a pretty tall penis.
He removes women from the gene pool as he fucks them.
It's like a routing snake, isn't it?
it's like a wine cork.
It's like a duck.
It gets up in there and takes all the eggs out of her ovum, brings them back out.
And Chris says his famous catchphrase from beneath his breath, "Eggs." As he destroys her insides and sucks the eggs through his twisted penis.
Yeah, get the eggs right out of Chris Farley's dead mouth.
He says, "Eggs to meet you, ladies."
Wow, what was your scariest moment, Lyle?
Okay, so I was about
scariest experience you've ever had.
I was about 11 years old. And I was scared. The end.
You piece of shit.
This is the person that gave me shit about my midget story.
Yeah, I was afraid of youth. It was a metaphorical fear.
Well, you never saw a midget walk out from a hole one time?
No, I almost slid off a cliff one time.
A cliff?
Yeah, I was doing some extreme sports. Some winter games.
As you do.
Extreme sports. And I almost slid off a cliff. And then I didn't do any more winter games extreme sports.
Now, are you fibbing me? Are you fabricating this? You almost fell off a cliff?
It's a very uninteresting story, but I just hit a patch of black ice and I couldn't stop myself from sliding and I almost like.
Wait, you hit a bunch of black eyes?
Yeah. Yeah, black ice is terrifying.
They're notorious.
Really terrified
they're
of black ice.
Notorious for congregating on mountaintops.
Yeah.
Yo, man, what's up? How you doing? God bless, man. Have a good night. Lyle comes tumbling into these men. They. Their little circle. Their little circle is just. Yeah. Cobain Body asks Chris, "What will you accept? God Emperor Shia LaBeouf as your Lord and Savior? If not, why not?"
I'm pretty sure didn't Shia LaBeouf die?
He died of AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah. With an egg in his mouth.
Can't have a dead...
Literally
can't have
every solitary topic. Everything.
You know, that's how Jesus died. They said, dude, he's got a fucking egg in his mouth behind that tomb. I saw it.
Yeah, that's why we celebrate Easter with eggs.
Yeah.
Jesus died with an egg in his mouth. We paint them so that they don't know what they are, so they don't shove them in his corpse's mouth.
That's how we all die.
All you people thought we were just talking back about that, but now it all looped around. See, joke's on you. My question for Lyle, why do people call you a douchebag? You seem like a nice guy to me.
Well, it all goes way back to the year 19.
What happened?
That's it. 19 was a pretty douchey year.
Rusty Trombone asks this to both of you guys. Do you love fidget spinners?
Ooh.
Johnny Audiful asks, Lyle and Chris, if you could go back and redo an entire video with a bigger budget, which video would it be?
Oh, man. The first musical I did, the social justice musical. The triggered one. I'd want to make it animated.
That'd be cool. I've always wanted to see one of those videos fully animated.
Yeah, me too. Maybe someday.
Probably Comment War.
What was that video of?
It was like an old like music video that I did, but I didn't know fucking anything about music production at the time, so it's mixed like garbage. I would have loved to hire like a producer.
Well, that's a genuine answer for both of those questions.
Sorry, were we supposed to piss about?
No, you're supposed to say
that was a genuine question.
No, I'm smiling over here. I'm smiling down at you. Brandon Ruff is what I like to call him, says, if you had to choose one classic horror movie character, 70s, 80s, 90s, etc., to be best friends with, who would it be and why? I feel like Freddy Krueger would be a piece of shit, so don't nobody say Freddy Krueger. That guy would be not cool to hang out with.
Yeah, he would be fucking coming into your dreams all the time unannounced. Like, he'd be like that friend that's always inviting himself over.
I feel like, hey, man, what are you doing tomorrow? That's what he'd say to you.
He would also be like... yeah, Scream's got that silly face.
Yeah, he seems like he's a happy-go-lucky guy.
Just to be friends with? Just to, like, hang out with?
Yeah, you gotta be pals with. And they're not gonna kill you. They're gonna be good friends with you. They're not gonna fuck around with you.
I mean, this is gonna be kind of a weird answer, but I feel like the Predator would be pretty cool. He'd be pretty interesting to
Dude,
be
Dude, he would get crazy with. Pussy if you went to, like, a bar with him.
Exactly! That's what I'm saying. Like, he'd be, like, a great fucking wingman.
Dude, he would slam.
He would. And just, like, I don't know. He doesn't really talk, right? He just... kind of...
If he kept his fucking, if he kept his face concealed with his fucking big dreads hanging out,
yeah, he'd get fucking hella laid. But you could also just kind of like put words in his mouth, and just like you could play that up like, oh yeah, I'm the only person that understands him, and just bullshit it, you know?
And he'd let you do it too, because you're exactly
because he's your boy.
As long as you're not making him say anything crazy.
No, but like...
As long as you don't say, he just said he's really waiting to see, he's dying to see young Sheldon on NBC. As long as you don't say that, he's not gonna fucking be upset with you.
No, but like, okay, you take him to a bar, and you go, yeah, what? What's that? You piece of shit, and you give him like a soft, like, jab in the arm. Like,
this is becoming
how
really
fucking
real
cool? How fucking cool would you come across to like everybody? You're just the dude that gets to pal around with the Predator,
with the only guy who understands him too, allegedly.
Exactly.
Dougie asks Chris and Lyle, "What are your biggest comedic influences?" That's what he says to you.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that was hard. I don't really. I kind of like fell into this, so I didn't really like go in like this person inspired me.
Stewie Griffin is funny.
Pretty epic.
Oh fuck you!
I have a shirt from Hot Topic where it says Stewie Griffin with with.
Don't finish. I don't know, like probably like. Carlin and Bill Burr and people like them. Norm Macdonald, I know, was pretty big.
Norm Macdonald.
Yeah,
But I didn't really. It wasn't like I went out of my way to inspire. Like as far as like content, I'd say like Jontron is probably a pretty big.
Yeah, I'd say.
That's it. That's
I definitely have influences for like moment to moment stuff. Like if I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I really liked how this did this, so I'm gonna try to go for that same vibe, but I. Like, not just in general, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody that I would, like, hang a portrait of up.
Right.
So you told me you would never own a Hot Topic shirt of Stewie Griffin?
No, I did own one of Bart Simpson, though.
Was it him spreading his ass and it to face the front of the shirt.
Yeah, and he said, "You'll know who Zach is one day. That's why I'm spreading my ass." And I was like, "That's the perfect shirt."
He says, "Check out."
I just gravitated towards it.
Check out the shit inside my ass, and look how it's kind of like stringy up and down because it's very goopy. So Bart Simpson said, "Season two, Bart the General is the exact episode."
Classic Bart Simpson quote.
You are a fucking blight on humanity, Zach. You fucking put these images in my head. You know how vividly these things strike me, but you continue. You persevere. Anyway.
I'm striking you down.
You continue.
I'm making you weak with verbal assaults. Nymphs Tits asks, "What is the most ridiculous fact you know?"
Oh man, in China, they fucking boil eggs in little boys' piss. Sell them on street vendors, and they're called virgin boy eggs, and people eat them because they think it makes them young.
That is actually true. If anyone's like laughing out there, that's not a joke.
That's a real thing. They also in China, this is also pertaining to boiling. Like a lot of their cooking oil is very expensive in China, so they fucking just dig out raw sewage and boil it. And sell it. So, like, I think a third of their cooking oil is this reclaimed just sewer piss. And I don't know why they chose sewage. They just do it. So, yeah, that's also a true fact. Both of my weird facts just go to China and boiling things. But those are some pretty weird ones. Also, let's keep the train going. In China, They sell children's clothing with little ass flaps, and it's socially acceptable to have your kid just shit on the street like a dog.
In India, they had the Indian government. There's some sort of like official aspect of India made a video saying don't shit in the streets anymore, people. Can you just not shit on the street?
Because it's that prevalent.
India is like so overpopulated that like. Riding the train is completely full, so they like sit on the roofs of the train on their way to work every day.
Do they shit in the roof of the train?
Yeah, probably.
Chris, what's your effect? It's gotta blow everybody away.
I'll tell you what an interesting fact is. When you crush the ribs of a small mammal, you can actively feel it in your own ribs. It's a really empathetic feeling. Also, there are more English words beginning with the letter S than any other letter.
Did you fucking Google that? Did you Google that? Did you look it up just
now?
No,
that's just something I know. Just a thing in the back of my head.
That's the weirdest fact that you know, though?
I don't know what the weirdest fact I know is. What the fuck is a weird fact?
That's what they asked for.
Most ridiculous, fact.
The fact that babies don't have kneecaps is upsetting to me.
What? Is that real?
You know? Yeah.
You could just grab them by the shin and just back and forth?
Yeah, their kneecaps aren't like fully. I feel like they're not fully developed or something, so they're not connected to anything, so they could just like bend whichever which way.
Is that why Tommy Pickles, his legs were always fucking inverted and twisted like a monster?
Yeah.
What was.
Tommy.
So the whole premise of Rugrats was just that they're babies?
Yeah, they're small little half people.
Yeah, why don't you get about this?
What? Why? Why did that show go on for, like, why was that show successful? I don't know a single person that's like, oh yeah, I remember watching Rugrats as a kid and I really liked it.
I watched Rugrats, man. I give a fuck, I'll say it.
Did you like it, though? I would watch it if there was nothing else on, but, like, I don't know anybody that...
It was definitely the least...
I don't know anybody that remembers it as, like, part of their childhood. Yet it was, I think, the first Nickelodeon show to get a movie, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it had the orange VHS. I remember it. Yeah. I had that one.
It was in theaters too. I think I might have been the first Nickelodeon movie to be in theaters. I think Nickelodeon show to get a movie in theaters. I mean,
yeah, exactly. And then it was like, then hang on.
I think it was also the longest running Nickelodeon show besides SpongeBob. Too.
Yeah, it was clearly successful. I just don't know why or how, because it's a show with fucking no premise.
They're totally gonna. I could see them bringing it back soon. Dude, they're making a new Rocko's Modern Life movie. They're making a Hey Arnold movie. They're making an Invader Zim movie. Samurai Jack just came out. Powerpuff Girls is back. It's fucking weird. Girls. Yeah, Powerpuff Girls is an interesting one. What are those shows you think they're gonna bring back from like the 90s? I could easily see them doing a new Rugrats thing.
They brought back Full House too. Fuck.
Yeah, Full House. God, this decade is just a fucking nostalgia decade, isn't it?
It is.
Was nostalgia ever this severe?
There's also the things that have never died. Like Pokemon is just still around. Like it just hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah, that SpongeBob, Family Guy.
Whenever I walk around and I see a little fucking baby with like a Pikachu hat or a backpack or something, like what? It's so weird because that was like 20 years ago. When it was
Pokemon's still popular though.
Still popular and prevalent. It's so strange.
It's just stuck with that age group, I think.
Scooby-Doo is a weird one that survived for a long time somehow. I like Scooby-Doo. I used to like Scooby-Doo, but it's weird that it's been around for like 50 years.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? I mean, The Simpsons is
30 years old almost. Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, it's over 30 years old now. The Tracy Ullman. Well,
I think so. Scooby-Doo has had like series breaks, but
it keeps getting rebooted.
Yeah, that's
The
like
Simpsons is the longest running animated show of all time, I think. Period.
Yeah,
I think. I don't think anything's past it, dude. One of the main voice actors is gonna fucking die soon.
I think that's what it's gonna take to end it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I got an idea, friends. Let's do it. Let's improvise. You guys ready? All right. Here's the improv situation. Lyle, you are an infant, a little baby. You can't speak even. Chris.
Right.
You.
Yeah.
Are a slightly larger baby who also can't speak. Okay, go.
Zach, you are such a fucking pussyhole. I just achieved the miracle of speech. I'm the speaking baby.
You can't do that, baby.
I'm the speaking baby from the hit movie Speaking Baby. The baby speaks. About once every 2 years, a baby is able to speak, and they make a movie where the baby speaks. So, congratulations. I'm the speaking baby.
Oh gosh, I'm playing with my fake kneecaps. My kneecaps aren't really here.
Yeah, he's also a speaking baby, and his kneecaps aren't real.
Oh gosh, I'm twisting my leg around like a fucking fidget spinner. Look at me.
Yeah. Guys, I actually do have something to close this out. I wrote a song for you guys, and you can't. Oh, I know, but you gotta listen to me. It's because I care about you guys. And I'm going to play the music. I'm going to overlay the music. You can't hear it now. But there's going to be music attached to what I'm singing to you.
Okay, and it's going to be a magical experience?
It's the song of my people, honestly, to tell you the truth. Here it goes. All right? So settle down. Hi, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'd like to give a special thanks to Chris and Lyle for joining me. You can find Chris at Chris R. Gunn on Twitter. You can find Lyle at Lyle McDouchebag on Twitter. Go follow him and send them pictures of... let's see, what would be funny? What's like a crazy image? Go send them pictures of thumb people from Spy Kids 1. There you go. Hey, it loops back. There you go. I'd also like to give a big shout out to my crew. Of course, talking about Jeff Delgado, who does the paintings, Alan Brown, who composed the intro, Greg Catterman, who narrated the intro, and Alden Chambers, who is doing the music you hear behind me right now. So, shout out to those guys. And now comes the part of the podcast where the YouTuber shills his fucking Patreon. I'm not actually going to shill it too much. What I will do, though, is give a genuine
thanks
to everybody who has donated. You seriously help a lot. Move shit along. I appreciate it. If you'd like to consider donating, you go to patreon.com/suckingpebbles. What happened? I just blacked out. Did I say something? I'd like to wrap it up by giving a big special thanks to a select group or two groups on Patreon who help out a lot. I'm, of course, talking about the schmuck tier on Patreon. which includes Rusty Trombone, Dougie, Brandon Roof, Chris Mitchell, Mr. Chris Wood, Clock Watcher, and Johnny Onifull. Similarly, I'd like to give a shout out to the Bozo tier on Patreon, which would consist of, does consist of, Jace Baker, Hobo Joe Pizza, Isaac Perry, Colbane Monty. I never get that guy's name right, I'm sorry, man. You're from fucking Iceland. What do you expect? Joey Gallagher, Rory Harding, Classiest Clay, and Dean Hubbard. You guys are the best. I appreciate you. I got a lot of cool shit coming out this month I'm looking forward to, so... You know... Oh, my... Oh, actually... I puked a little bit. I think it was from shilling my Patreon too much. Yeah. Now it's time for the messages at the end of this thing to really wrap it up. Little Dougie asks, Zach, do you know any places that sell used diapers online? Preferably somewhere in the ships to Norway. Look, you're a fucking degenerate, deviant. I don't know. My suggestion would be to kind of either fashion your own diaper or go out and purchase your own. I mean, what do diapers cost? Like 60 cents? 50 cents? Diapers can't be that expensive. Somebody's gonna cut out audio and be saying diapers aren't that expensive. And they're gonna put in something really terrible. And no one's gonna know when it's from. And it's just gonna be audio of me saying diapers aren't that expensive. So, you fucking ruined me, Dougie. You ruined my life.
Get out of here! Stop driving your motorcycle so loud! You're nothing! I walked Bob Dylan up on stage!
Hey, the final message comes from Johnny Onifull, who says, play this video. Alright.
Weekend day!